what Mike gave us. Mm-hmm. The 11 budget there?
I do that.
Can you tell me what the percentage that we had was 43, 47, I can't remember what it was. But that's irrelevant.
43.
The total amount of dollars that were approved in the 2011 budget, can you tell me that?
I can.
For Cheney County Sheriff.
For the Sheriff or Juvenile?
What?
For Sheriff or Juvenile?
He said share, and you thought he said share.
132,224 is what was approved.
$132,224. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me what the total amount was that was submitted for circuit?
Okay, that's it. We have the circuit clerk, we have...
No, just juveniles all interested. I'm just so that I make sense of these numbers.
Okay. I'd have to go back and look, but that's 43%. So we'd have to work that backwards. Let me do that real quick here for you to tell you what the total budget for the circuit would be, that divided by 43%. And I'm pretty sure 43 was right. 307,534. Like I say, I'd want to check that percent, but I'm pretty sure that was the correct percent.
Found it.
Is that in your stuff you had last year?
Yes.
That's right. I need to go.
It was 42.24.
I was going to say, on his thing he sent, gave us here, the total amount is 321,366.
That's what I was looking at, and it's different than what you give us.
Yeah. And I would bet that that's the difference there.
Is that on the website?
No.
Where did you tell me to print that?
You printed off the wrong place, I think.
Well,
it should be. What I sent you request, it'll be budget 2012 request for web. That's what it
is. Oh, request for web.
And it'll be in your computer. If you want to go online, you go online and get it. Okay. I thought that when I looked at it, but I didn't say anything yet. Where we started out, not where we ended up.
Well, where we started out was we're going to remove the employees that are paid by the county because they belong. That's where we started out.
And we started with that we won't pay any more than what we have to, but we ended up with this number I gave you.
Which was?
132,224.
Okay, now let me, the share that was requested was 136,786. I have that from. This is from his budget request for 2011.
Give me that one again.
136,790,86. That's what was requested. We paid 132,224. So my assumption is we just cut out of the increases from the prior year. Would you have what we paid for 2012 area?
I have the actuals. I don't have the approved. have actuals for...
Here's where I'm going, just to plant the seed. Every 10 years, they readjust what the percentage is within the circuit. That has happened. So Taney County's share of what the circuit was is 42.24. It's going to drop to 40%. Christian County's share is going to go up. Even with that drop in percentage, there is an increase that's asked for, which Christian County immediately will be picking up a lion's share of not only going from the 57.76% to 60, but the additional amount of money that are requested. So there's two factors there.
I understand that.
When the time comes, okay. Mm-hmm. I better hear that tomorrow in the meeting, too.
You're going to hear that tomorrow?
Well, yeah,
at MAC, okay. Yeah.
No. We have a...
CCAM or something?
No. Just...
Something.
Surrounding presiding commissioners are meeting, including Greentown.
If I could kind of just go through my notes that I made here, this is what I made thinking I would probably answer the questions you had and probably do that.
Go right ahead, Rick.
And if then you have... I didn't think that you wanted me to go through it in detail, so really I talked about the revenues already, and I do believe that probably by the time we finish adjusting those, we'll be close to the same revenue that we will show at the end of this year. I think we probably will come close to that. As I went through them, then...
Let me qualify that. You're saying that we'll come close in estimates for revenues for 2012 to what we brought in 2011?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got
I believe that they will be very similar numbers when we get there.
Okay.
Okay.
Two.
So, as you go through those, then, and I'm just going to kind of tab through them as I get through here, but the commission's office, your office, looking at the bottom line. The request there is about 14,000 more than it was approved last year. The clerk's office was 122 last year, and she's requested 231 in the clerk's office. She could explain some of those, and I think probably you guys can see a lot of that is payroll there. Elections, you know probably better than many that will vary because of the elections that have to be performed during that year. Last year was approved at 57,770, and she's requesting 225,420. In buildings and grounds.
Let's just, if you can, you're telling me that our revenues are going to be, you're thinking, yes, revenues overall are going to be equal to what they were in 2001. That's your thought.
I would guess that.
So are you basing that on, well, a lot of different factors, I'm sure, but sales tax being identical to what it was in 2011 for 2012? Are you thinking about an increase by a percent or two, or a decrease by a percent or two? Or
I would say pretty much want to put those at the same thing that we did last year.
Have you heard any from any other counties about what their thinking is for what's going to happen to our economy in 2012?
I haven't really visited with any other counties about that. Probably will this weekend and see what there's, see if any of them have anything.
I don't understand this phenomenon, Greg, but we were at the commissioner's meeting the week before last. Every county that was around us saw anywhere from 6.5 to 10.5, might have been greater than one county, percent increase in sales tax and the checks that had just come in that day. We were down. Considerably. Why? And the only reason that I could point out would be tourism within Taney County, specifically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that, but I know the sales tax is very a big puzzle and hard to figure out. And
we have, I would think that the upcoming budget was already made. Does the city of Branson operate on a July 1 through June 30?
They just switched it. No, they don't. Isn't it November 1? Did they just move it to January? Now they are. That's right. They just switched off. They had a 16-month. It used to be October, I think, or like that. Now it's, you're right, January 1.
Have they made any rumblings about what they're thinking they're going to anticipate in the new budget for their sales tax?
They just had their budget here in the last week.
They just started the process.
Okay.
Thank you.
From the subsections of the tourism, hotels are down. Everyone's spending is about the same. It's the hotels, lodging is where it's down so much. That's what they're seeing specifically, was people aren't staying the extra night. So.
Well, and that obviously has a huge impact on the dollars that are going to come in. But on the other hand, we're not going to have, in 2012, the subtraction of dollars that were due to that
Music City lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And that's something that we also need to consider and to contemplate or formulate what dollars are going to be available. I'm concerned about what's going to happen to the economy. I'm sure everybody in America is concerned about it, but we have to build this budget in part based upon that. Dan has his copy. The girls were doing a copy for me. And once they get it, and I thought it was done, I'm going to tab it.
I think they're putting in binders and all that, Ron, right?
Well, I didn't inform them to do that.
I think that's what they're doing upstairs.
Are they doing me one, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because
yeah.
I got this one here, it would be
Danny, I don't think that's the right one. I think Don copied the wrong one.
Okay.
I think.
So if they're...
Can I see that?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's Don.
If they're buying that other one, I'm going to go up and get my last year's that I've got binded. And
yeah, there aren't any 12 requests on it.
Okay.
But if you're going to get into that part of it, individually, or are we going to just talk total sums? And
all we had today scheduled was a work session. That's what it's called. Was when we talked about this before, we could just generally take a look at what was there. Maybe it would be simplest if we steered away from GCR and specifically looked at transfer stations, specifically looked at some of these smaller budgets.
I tell you one thing, though.
If I can write those down as you go forward, that's simple.
One of the things that... I did want to point out to you, there's several that their budgets either stayed the same or decreased, and those are ones that I think probably you're going to have less likelihood of wanting to change their budget.
You're talking about those budgets within GCR?
Mm-hmm, within GCR. I think the collector's office, I think, was one that was...
We can't even cut that statutorily, is that correct?
And she has cut it from... request from what she was approved last year. I think you're going to be well pleased when you look at that.
Rick, as a general feel of what you have seen so far, and I know we're going to save the decision regarding employees till probably one of the last things that we do.
You talk about raises or compensation,
yes,
right?
Yes, and the package as a whole. What type of increase are the different offices asking for? Is it varied?
It varies. I mean, we have some that requested, some requested almost double. We had some that, like I said, the collector's office requested less, the recorder's office requested less.
Of the increases, is it mostly raises? Is it supplies or equipment? Is it health? I mean, where is the...
Mostly personnel, raises, or more personnel.
So either more people or raises, okay?
Now, there were a couple that had spoke to me early that said they weren't going to put an increase in, but they wanted to be treated the same as everyone else. Did you see that?
Those two that I listed to you, I think, were that way. They didn't request any raises, but they at least one of them had a little note that, yes, if there are raises, they want their people to be treated the same as everybody else. You guys can go through those if you want me to. I will. or I would go wherever you want me to and talk about any of those. I think I could talk about anything except for I did not get a budget for 134, which is sewer department within General County Revenue. And I did get a note from him that he wasn't sure how that was going to play out between now and the end of the year, and I think you guys are more aware of that than what I am. I did get a budget for the 780 account, and so I put that in there. Let you guys look at that.
780 is?
That's capital improvements, sewer capital improvements.
It would be my thinking, gentlemen, that we should have sewer district provide on budget on what they would like to have in a budget. We need to see that.
And then we would add what they need from an operational perspective.
Yeah, I think that's what this is.
Would you know?
The 780 account is what they would like to see within a capital improvements budget, I believe.
Right, but they don't have an operational budget outside of that, right? Is that what you meant when you said they didn't provide?
There's been a budget provided within GCR that did allow them to do certain things within GCR, and that was not
forthcoming from them. Mm-hmm. Would you ask them to provide something?
Yes, I can. As far as road and bridge, I did put road and bridge in there. I went ahead and put in the 245 and the 250 the way it is currently, and then I combined those two in one because I believe that was the direction that you guys wanted to move. And so as we move that way, we probably want to do all of our corrections within that combined budget there. And, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about fund balances there. The road and bridge, again, I would like to see a written policy about where you want that fund balance to stay, but their fund balance right now at what they requested and so on, their fund balance would stay, or, you know, it would actually increase a little bit if we were totally correct on all the projections.
The recommendations, obviously, there's nothing, we do all the statutory requirements, but we get recommendations occasionally from our outside auditor. At one time, they said 25% of the annual spend. I mean, I've heard different things. Is not the outside auditor made recommendations for the fund balances?
He hasn't, but I strongly suspect you'll see it next year just because, Jim, in the accounting field, that's one of the things that's come down from GASB and FASB and all those things. I'm hearing that through the different seminars and stuff that I go to. I think they're going to ask you to do that. Well, if you can be ahead of the game. And,
right.
And it does make sense that if we know where we want our balance to be,
right.
If we're above that, we have a plan. If we're below that, we have a plan. And you know, of course, you're going to need to change that every little bit, but that's the idea behind it, I think.
Okay.
Back in September, I think, when the dollars come in for road and bridge, we had a discussion at that time. Of course, you've had another sales tax deal that didn't show it. Didn't it show, Jim, that we had... we're up like 400,000 over
in Road and Bridge.
Yes,
I don't know if we were up that much. I know we turned the turn.
It's in the fund balance. If you want to look there, you can probably see. I don't have it in this one because I have it in
But we were starting to put a little bit back. I didn't know we'd put that much money back.
I think that's probably pretty close.
That's pretty close to what we discussed at that time frame.
Okay.
Do we use a budget form that's provided by the state auditor? We use our own budget form.
Ron, I use my own. The state auditor may provide one. I don't know. I know that there's some language in there for third class counties that deals with that, but I'm not sure that it. I don't know of any county auditor that does that. To put it that way. And I have looked at several different ones, and they use different forms. To kind of something to please them.
I really wasn't suggesting we use it. I was just asking if that's still in existence. And I was going to follow up by saying what the state auditor did several years ago was to change the budget form dramatically by ending, in other words, anticipating dollars that would be held over, that would be a fund balance for the upcoming year. So you budgeted for 2012, and at the end, if you had $80,000 left over in a particular budget, you physically budgeted that for 2013. And that was where the auditor's office had gravitated towards from the original budget documents that they used, which I think is what you all were talking about, was the ending fund balance. But they designated it specifically for that beginning cash balance for the new year. Problem with that was if it wasn't budgeted and you needed it, you couldn't spend it.
And I think that probably that you could budget a lot of it in within the contingency fund and make a note to yourself that this much is to be carried forward or something, so that you could eliminate that problem to some degree. That's kind of what we've done here.
Do you have, and I have not added it up, but looked at those transfers that I did not put in as revenues and see what that amount came to?
Ron, I looked at them, but I don't. I would venture that we're going to probably look at, and again, we had been making a transfer from sewer utilities, which I'm understanding that may not happen, some different things like that. So it's going to change. If you looked at Road and Bridge, transfer station, 911, and again, 911 is the one that may change too. I'm thinking you're probably going to be talking right around maybe $750,000 to $1 million.
And there were also monies that were budgeted out of Road and Bridge and general county revenue just for the patrol of county roads.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't include those either, but
And I didn't either.
That was a good starting point for us to see what each fund looked like. And, or a suggestion for us to start there anyway. Those are dangerous. Thank you, Donna. No. That's good.
Jim.
Of course, Jim didn't want his, do you, Jim?
No, actually, no. I was
kidding.
No, but it would do you better than it would do me.
Mm-hmm. Fit in my skirt.
If you're going to continue, I need to get my cord to plug in so that I'll have it, because I will lose power here.
When's our next discussion? Is it tomorrow?
No.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, I believe, yes.
We are budgeted to work all day, Jim, and I'm willing to do that. Is that where you're headed?
I'm just want to know what the plan is.
I would think that the plan would be to look through there and see. A good way to do it is if you want to start with GCR, let's look through there and see which ones we feel like we don't need to visit with, eliminate them, and then begin looking at the other ones to see maybe what kind of requests to make. And I think you suggested that maybe I would take those numbers back to them and see if they could make those cuts on their own. And if that's...
Here's what we see. When we talked about this and built this timeline, we scheduled the statutory budget hearing, which we
today.
Done today. Mm-hmm. And we put work sessions so that basically we could do anything we wanted regarding the budget. Then our thinking was in the days that we put was we would hammer through all the different budgets, look at everything, make some general conclusions, and then work on those budgets that we felt had to be cut in order to make revenues match with expenditures. Prioritize where we're going to do that. Then set up hearings with the different elected officials and department heads based upon those recommended changes, which we're required to do. And then follow that with another general session with the commissioners and yourself, and finalize this budget. Then we're required to have a budget hearing before adoption of the budget and do that, which allows John Doe to come in and say, you know, this looks great, except you should have done this or you should have done that.
During the process of the building, the government office, you use some of the data.
We have several copies of the ordinance upstairs, too. If you come back in, bring my cord for this, if you come back in.
One thing you want to talk about today, you want to talk about legal, HR, commission office, changes. I mean, eventually we're going to have to get there, but we can do that later.
I know it's it's going to be a long process to look through these. The ones that are what they are, no matter how we look at, like, the transfer station, on what we have as far as revenues and
Well, in the transfer station, for example, we need to have a discussion about do we cut overtime by adding a person, because right now we're getting eaten up with overtime out there, and it would justify an extra person that would focus on recycling the metals and cutting the hours, because right now we're also doing lots of transfer of people from Road and Bridge to cover the scale house. So we have got to, I mean, that discussion may be a little more lengthy. I'm looking through here and, you know, looking at some departments that there's no cuts going to be happening. I mean, I can see of a few departments that it's a two-person office, elected official and an individual. They asked for the same amount that they got last year.
What not good in that?
Huh?
I said, what did Donna put in that? Gandy.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Oh.
I mean, and that's the question. On those departments that we have to have personnel discussions on, there's no reason to talk about those departments because we have executive posted for starting the second.
Right, but that wasn't where I was wanting to go. Sorry. With personnel. I was just wanting to know, as we scan through this, we'll get the binder. We know what the revenues were last year, if they matched up this year. Those are things that don't have anything to do with the sales tax revenue. It has to do with income and expenses. If we,
my thing, I think what we need to kind of narrow down is if there is cuts necessary, which I'm not saying there is, but if there is, we need to know where we're cutting to, which means we have to have a revenue projection so that we know what we're
trying to reach. Yeah.
Right. And that's obviously very difficult, but that would be an area we need to look at too. Transfer stations revenue, airport, because of the hangar rental. I see they're projecting less revenues. I assume that's their projections. The
biggest part of that is a grant.
Now, you had $24,000 left, specific line item said airport hangar rentals, mm-hmm. So grants was below that.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of their total projections, the biggest difference was the grants.
But I would like to know why they think they're going to get $24,000 less in hangar rentals. I mean, that's something I'd like to know.
I'm talking about transfer station,
any revenues.
Airport, any revenues that are not associated with what we're going to have to project on sales tax. That's what I would like to cover those and move those completely out of the way. But that, as you know, I'm going to just I'm sitting here. You guys have got a plan. If you want to work on this, well, that's I'm willing to work right along with you and beside you on it and cover what areas you want to cover first. But
we also have in place that is happening now our job descriptions, salary study, which is going to play an important role in part of this. Dan, in answer to what you just asked, I submitted some information to Rick on our behalf early on, of which obviously is subject to change because it was just a starting point and it was to meet statutory guidelines. But Rick, on your fund balance for GCR revenues? Can you get to that in your computer?
What department is it, Ron?
GCR. 101.
101.
Sorry.
Yep. Wow. You're talking about the fund balance.
All right. The fund balance is I threw in a figure. It could be $2 million off. It was just a starting figure. And what I said to Rick was $8
million. Okay.
In 2010, it was $10 million, for example. We're not going to know that until we reach the end of the year and Rick plugs that figure
in. Plug that number in.
But Rick can give us some idea of how far off I am on that figure. But that is the one figure that we're not going to have as we predict the rest of this.
Right.
And the rest of it is projection. That is an actual figure.
It'll be an actual figure. And it, as far as it playing into how we budget, the only way it would play in is if you were planning on spending part of your fund balance. And I don't know. My goal is we don't want to project any more expenses than what we project revenues. And not including that fund balance that goes forward.
Lofty goal, but it is dollars that can be budgeted into the budget.
Right.
And we can call it, within the budget itself, contingency. We can call it whatever we want to call it. We can call it carryover for the following year. But it has to be part of the budget, right?
I agree.
Okay. But my point was that we don't know what that is until the end of the year. Right?
You're right, yes.
Now, help me. What you're saying was, if we only look at revenues and we forget that, and we tie our anticipated expenditures to whatever those revenues are that we're going to put on paper, then whatever that figure is would be the automatic fund balance for the upcoming year.
That would be...
That's not a bad way to work.
And you know, you may want
to
ask...
I'm sorry to repeat that. I'm just getting it right in my mind. Okay.
After you get that balance, you, again, to address one of the problems is if we don't budget it, we can't spend it. We probably want to go back in and put it in there someplace, either in a contingency, as a part of an emergency fund, or something like that. At least part of it. Anyway.
Right. So for the... I'm sorry, Dan.
No, my interest is how you come up with that figure.
I just picked the figure out of the
Okay. Now, here's the way I would pick the figure, and it would be different, but we're going to work together on this situation. As far as I can see, revenues, although last month was down, I'm thinking that revenues are going to come in pretty well what they were last year.
Oh, before you go there, all that is included after it says fund balance, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Right. Here's where I'm headed with what I'm.
Okay.
If we have a projected revenue of what we had last year, that's not what we budgeted, but it's a projected revenue and projected expenditures. Then the budget that we come up with adding in what you're talking about with the added numbers, if we want to add those the fund balance into the projected revenues, and then last year we figured 5% less for the budget. If those fund balances come within that 5%, then that's the number we ought to work off of. Is that agreeable with you guys? Is that, do you understand what I'm saying, Jim?
No, I believe I do.
I look for the balance.
Do you have those requests in front of you that I gave Greg?
I do.
Okay.
I do. This is.
Isn't that what you asked for? Jim said.
Yeah. You put down here's 8,200 versus 8,000.
You
okay,
Rick?
Let me bring this back up then. What's on the computer is not what I gave you. What's on the computer is what you have estimated.
Some of those are mine, some of those are yours.
Okay.
I thought I told you that.
Well, here's what we need to do. Okay.
So we're starting at different spots already.
So we're. So let me state what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the revenues and we're going to choose what those amounts are going
to
be.
We're going to have to be.
I think you need to do that. I think that that's.
But why, the why, only difference no, is so why, what is why, there why, and what I have is different.
But why didn't we use what Ron submitted?
Well.
It's okay.
Okay,
that's okay.
I mean, we're on two different pages already. This is the problem. I have an email.
Rick's the budget officer, and he has estimated.
I do believe that the ones I put in there that are different from Ron's, that you would look at and see where we were last year, and you'll see why.
Okay. Let's. Well, you don't have this in front of you.
No, but anticipating what you're talking about, and just what happened. I think we have to start off with a.
No, I don't. I mean, we're going to go line by line. I'm just trying to make changes.
But he needs something to write on.
Right.
I don't think you can have to.
No, this is the deal that was wrong.
That should be this one. Let me see that.
Get rid of this so you don't.
Well, let me make sure. Let me see that compared to the numbers.
That's 2011.
Okay.
Nothing.
Here's where I'm going, gentlemen. Just with what I'm anticipating,
Donna,
as we are on numbers.
Could you bring me two copies of this?
We've got a projected revenue, which is going to be the same. We can use the same number. If you're going to just draw a number out of there, where we're at now, and we were down or up 0.47% or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If we take the revenues, that projected revenue, that's the same as last year. And then add the fund balance that Ron.
But there's about 40 different. Well, not that many, but there's a lot of line items, individual lines.
I think it'd be wise to go through them line by line.
I think you're.
And the reason for that is varied. Some of the revenues, for example, in R&B is dependent upon what we're going to predict that we're going to have in revenues from gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to estimate it. The same amount of people going to be buying gas. Is gas going to be higher? Is federal tax going to remain the same? I mean, there's a lot of considerations to that. Is it going to be less? Is tourism going to be down? And I hear what you're saying.
But the original number that we start with, that's where we start all the cutting of these ideas that where we're going to be at.
The report that I've got, where it has the actuals, what date is that? Is that through September?
No. You probably got something through June. Jim, it's really hard.
Okay. I pulled the email up that you had sent.
When I pull those out of Mass 90 and try, if you want to just cut and paste, you think it'd be simple because you just take the column and put it in there.
Right.
The columns always, they never match up.
Okay.
And so I have to do those manually. And so I have to go through every page to get those in there. So I probably won't give you new numbers as far as actuals within this document.
Well, for example, let me ask you. Let me just line two of the revenues: fuel sales, airport.
Mm-hmm.
We approved 425,000 last year. You put 425 for this year, but the actual showed 217.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's mid year.
That was
nine
that
months
was through June.
Through June.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna.
Did the airport submit a budget to you?
Yes, if you look over there, he actually submitted different revenues than what I have there, and I didn't realize I hadn't looked at those.
Where's his
140.
Submission? 140.
And he, at the top of that, he has revenues there.
Okay. Because I thought I had
broken out.
So he is projecting 300,000 in fuel sales.
Yeah.
Down from 425.
No. You see, there's, but when those go into revenues, we take fuel sales, we take oil, we take several different things that goes into our line, which says okay, fuel sales.
So, what things do we take then? Because I know it's not hangar, and tie down wouldn't be tie down. It won't be leases. So all I see is that maybe fuel sales, oil, and miscellaneous, which would give them a total of $316,000. If I'm adding that up, that's $114,000 less than what we projected. Yeah.
Look at their total. In 2011, he had $669,751. I don't think we projected that much, even though he had that.
In revenues, Rick, I show three different line items. If I go to original revenues, look here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Revenues. I show where the airport gave us, there's basically five revenue lines is where I see from the airport. Fuel sales, hangars, the grants, leases out there is where we see revenues coming in. So, but if I'm adding that up, we are adding up to a total of $611,000, and he's not that high. It's hard. I'm flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
I apologize, guys.
I don't see it because I'm coming up with, but it's just
here. Okay, so what I'm showing.
Where would you come up with $611,000?
Okay, so here,
right
fuel
here.
Sales, hangar rentals, airport rents and leases.
Right.
And these are all part of revenues for the airport.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. When I add that up, that comes up to 600. Let me go back over here. I just totaled
611.
So yeah, 611,000.
Mm-hmm.
If I compare to what Mark submitted on Department 140, which you don't have in front of you, which is a disadvantage right here until we get the books done.
Right.
Mark's total is. It's 587 minus 16. So, and inventory, he doesn't, hold on.
Okay,
we do two things we have to take out of there. That minus
547.
530. I show 531 because we don't keep inventory as a revenue for us.
Right.
Okay.
So you take that out. What else did you take out?
I took out sales tax and end of year inventory.
Well, the sales tax actually will be revenue for us, and they will turn it in, so we need to count it as revenue.
But then we have an offsetting expense,
too. Yeah, we'll spend it out, too, yes.
Okay. But,
so you should, 547 is what we should put in there for
I
that.
I think that's right. So
so there's an adjustment that we need to make already.
What did we approve in 2011? Start there.
Okay, once again, we got to go back to...
Approved.
What I see is about $750,000.
We approved in, let me just add this up real fast here, Don. We approved in 2011. Now, granted, we have a grant in there, so
yes.
Please take $123,000 out of this number. We do have a quarter million.
But we approved the grant, $758,000.
$758,000 was what the revenues we expected to come in.
So we're going to be at somewhere around 620, 630 was without the grant.
According to Mark Parent, we needed about 540.
I'm just talking about what we approved in 2011.
758 is what we approved in 2011.
Take the 123 out, and yeah, you're right, Ron.
Okay.
Right here. Now, what you're saying is that he came up with was what, five?
So if I go back to Mark's department.
Right. What did you get for that five? It was five something.
Yeah, let me get it right here. It's this number's the overall number minus this inventory number. 547 is what
that's
he is.
Minus the inventory.
Right, so that's where that number
yeah.
is what we need to add. These need to add up to 547.
this, yeah, right here, this, right, this, and this.
And then there's nothing else there to add up to that.
Correct.
That's where you get me.
Well, no.
That's where you get me.
What I would suggest.
Well, what you're going to have is you're going to have a request from my parent. And it's either he sent it electronically or he sent it on
electronically.
A hard copy. If you send it electronically, we can print out a copy and you can look at it.
And that's what you're going to have to do on each one because you're going to have to flip back and forth.
Right.
If you don't have the binder, it's
well, the girls are fixing it right now. Fixing us a binder right now, aren't they?
My question is this. On what is being prepared and the requests that are going to be in front of us, are these the requests that were submitted by the individual office holders or have there been changes that have been made to the requests that were submitted?
All the expenses are there. I didn't get this in there from him.
We know that not every officer submitted. In that case, did you prepare a budget for them?
There was only two that did not submit. One of those I prepared for. The other one I've talked to you about, the 134.
And so we're going to need to add that in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the other one you prepared.
Uh-huh.
And, okay.
And Jim, I would suggest to match with his revenues, you would take that leases completely out of there because we don't get any leases.
We'll have to. Once again, I can't start without these guys having notes because we don't want to have a discussion where I understand why, because I'm having to rely on either the notes I've inserted in columns or cells. There they go. I just hope that's what you want.
Well, I don't know how else to state it.
Well, here's what I can do. Can you? I know it's available to you, but like last year's, that's the way I have done every year. I go back to last year's budget that was approved.
It should be on there, then.
It shows here, but I keep my own notes of okay. Where we did on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, have we got an index for what the tabs mean?
I have one. I'll email to you if you would print it.
I did not give you one upstairs, so I put it together.
I have, if you want me to send you my Word document, I created a document for me. Just so they can put it at the front of the book or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I could write on these for what the different offices are rather than numbers, right?
If you want me to do that.
Because we don't, we don't work with that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It'll be in your inbox.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now this is what we have here is just GCR.
That's everything. You have 7-8 in there.
Just GCR. I have the other
right.
Upstairs.
Yeah, just GCR.
Okay, and our revenues in here as well.
Should be 101, the first section there.
Just expenditures.
You don't have the first page, the revenues. Yeah, you need the revenues. Yeah.
Well, and the reason is it's different than what I submitted.
Okay, hold on before you go, Nikki. Hold on. What are you printing? Which one are you going to print?
GCR revenues. There's two or three areas for GCR revenues, if I'm not mistaken. There's a couple, isn't there? Is it just this one?
Yeah. Is it printing this or what Rick has?
It'll print what Rick has because this is not in the
Okay, computer. So what Rick has.
I have what I submitted.
Okay.
Okay, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that I've got a copy of what you submitted.
You don't have.
So I'm going to let this conversation between you and Rick on where the changes are at take place so I can write it here. We'll make agreement on it, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll give you a copy of what.
Okay. All right.
And that's all right. It was just a starting point, and that's that.
Right.
And Rick was aware of
that.
I told him that. We. Let's continue with the, I liked your suggestion, Jim and Rick. We need to know what we're going to have in the way of money.
Yeah, I think we should start
anything, and I think that's a great place that we should start.
So, if you want to just kind of go through there, I did change, you suggested 81.
Donna did write me a copy. I'm sorry. That's right there. That's what I did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
The replacement subclass surtax there, we brought in 8203 in 2011. And so I did change that to the 8,200.
Now, let me express to you basically what I did when I did these, with rare exception in the revenues. I rounded lower, just so there might be 100 off here, 200 off there, 500 off here. I don't think you're going to find an exception where I jumped higher because I was very conservative in these initial estimates that I provided. And that's where, here we go. Thank you.
Watch of those people, he received this copy and the second copy in place. There were some misspellings.
Want to go through these line by line, I think probably we can get through the revenues today and at least have some discussion. We may not make, probably won't make a final decision because there will be some of them that we may want to adjust later on anyway, but we can
you
at least...
Do the changes that were needed? Can you look at that?
Yes, they do. I've been there.
Already done?
Let me double check. Let me make sure here. Yes, that's the one. Yes, sir. Because I had Julian call Sheriff Russell also
to get the prisoner reimbursements and all that.
To get the wording just right, there was some spelling.
Oh, here. You're talking about that. I'm talking about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was talking about that document. So
okay.
Thank you. Okay.
If you guys want to make sure we all have the same thing as we get down through these, then that first line, I put 8,200 in there, and I think, Ron, that you had suggested 8,100. If you want me to change mine to 8,100, that's fine.
No, I put 8,000. Fuel sales for the airport, I put 300,000. What did Ed Mark request?
Are we doing the first one?
Yeah. I didn't have the...
Can we agree on one line at a time, and then we go down through there? That way we can go from there if that's okay. I think it'll be more productive.
Yeah.
If that's not okay, just let me know. So... On that first one there, the subclass surtaxes, what would you like to, what do you prefer to put in there? I mean, I don't think that if we get within $200, I think we'll be very happy. So you guys, okay. I'd be pleased to put in 8,000 if that's what you want.
And you've been very conservative in your message with it, Ron, is that right?
Yeah, obviously, one line doesn't make a difference. When you add them all up, it makes a pretty significant difference.
That's what we'll look at.
Which is why I did it that way. But we're 11:35 already. What do we have? We have an A3.
Today?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
We don't have anything else till 3 o'clock. I don't
except
believe.
This. I think that was all that was scheduled. Down there on that line 101 84 007, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
That's HPRP?
Yes.
But it says HRPR.
Do you guys want to go yes. down through them line by line and see what we can feel like is a good number for everyone, or what do you want to do?
I thought she brought us a copy of what Rick's...
Wait a minute.
I thought she just brought up the revenues.
You said no, Donna has them.
This no, Donna gave us our, what, mine. She would maybe copy this. That. That's not it.
Okay.
Never mind.
Right here. Is this the one Rick had?
Yes, you got it.
You don't. Yeah, he does. He's got to have it.
Right here.
The inside.
It is stuck in there?
That's your revenues.
Right.
That's the same page.
She's good. Stick that in.
Okay, so we're all the same page.
All right. Thank you. Let's make a first blush at this, and that's okay with me. I've got a pencil, right? Cheer. Let's move forward. 82's fine.
Great, 82's fine.
The next three, four lines there are airport, and I put numbers in there that probably shouldn't have gone in there. We probably should match what Mark suggested there, and I think what did we decide, 547?
Well, if we're going to line item, let's go back to each line. Go to, guys, if you don't have 140. According to what Mark submitted, he's expecting $306,000 for fuel sale, $316,000 for what we classify as fuel sales. Okay. He is projecting $120,000 in hangar rentals. I'm sorry. It's not 120. He added two lines together. 136. He includes hangers and tie downs together.
But we don't have that line.
Well, we have hanger. We have
hangers, but hanger. We don't have tie downs.
Yeah, but we're grouping those. That's how he clacks.
I'm fine.
Okay. Then he's got leases at $75,000. Now, Rick, help me with this one. Entities he has at $10,000. What is that?
That would be monies that come from Branson, Hollister, Forsyth, something like that. And I don't know why he would put $10,000 in there, because I don't think they're paying him anything now.
Branson.
Are they still paying $10,000 per year?
Branson still pays him $10,000 a year, and then Hollister trades road claim.
Refresh me.
Branson.
Refresh me on that, though. Have they already paid? Because the last meeting I was at, they hadn't paid yet.
They hadn't paid, but they paid last year. They're current right now.
Okay. All right.
And in their budget, they've budgeted. The reason they haven't paid yet, they've already spent the budget for the City of Branson budget, and they haven't approved the next year budget
yet. We need to put $10,000 in there.
Correct. Okay. But where would you put that, Rick?
I've got a place for entities there. Now, whether or not it'll go there from... So it would be line 101, the 23rd line down on yours, Jim, 101-80-010.
01? Entities, gotcha. So we're going to put $10,000 there. Leases, what would the leases number I give you?
It's a title deal where we can look at it.
I'm either going to get it right to look at so that I know what I'm looking at, or not.
Wait just a second here.
bring my computer down and I can set it up. And
well, it's not so much this, it's just...
It's very simple. If we have a copy of each request that's turned in, then we know what was turned in.
You just don't have it yet. Because you would flip back to 140.
I understand.
Yeah. We need really... You need
140
the
should be in there. If they ran off all VCR, 140 is in there.
Is it in there?
Yes, I've got it. But unfortunately, I didn't know it was 21 tabs down. They're not. We're just not in a position to go through this with ease.
I think after this one, it will be pretty easy because you'll all be on the same page. This is the only one that you're going to find, I think. There may be some of the grants that you may know more about than I do, and I would be glad. I need your input on those.
Well, and I think that we're going to sit down and then give you that input. And my suggestion is we give it to him in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can look at it in writing, here or there. Or,
right.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea. You guys are going to give me all the revenues.
When's our next budget meeting scheduled?
The 2nd at 9:30. Do you know when that is?
Next Tuesday, I believe.
Next Wednesday? Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
Let's, if there's no objection, let's work through GCR first blush revenues. We will come back. We may go over those several times. We will come back on the 2nd that we're scheduled, and we'll start work on individual budget requests. If you all will allow me, I will set forth an agenda on who we're going to be talking about. Provide that to all of us. We'll work our way through those budgets. I would ask each of you to go through those individual budget requests, take a look at what was done last year. I know Rick has done that. Three of us need to do that, obviously. And then we'll move forward on those individual requests. And thank you very much. Thank you. You're down to that $10,000 line. Are we putting that in temporarily, or
City of Branson on 10180-010? Yes. City of Branson has got it in their budget for next fiscal year. So, yes, I put $10,000 back in there because, from what I understand, they have every intention of.
My suggestion is, or my thought is, Greg, if we have received that in 2011 or 2010, it doesn't show it as a revenue. Perhaps it's been put somewhere else.
It is possible, because I know that Helen combines a lot of those things that come from the airport and puts them all into the fuel sales, I think. But I will have to check and see. I was under the impression that was only going to happen for years.
I'm new to this, that particular.
I was, Danny, don't you remember?
But he's just looked up their budget, yeah. So it's there.
Yeah, I remember the discussion at the airport meeting, and they received it. Mike Booth delivered the message from the budget discussions.
So it probably is.
Could we call?
I'm just sending it to Mark Parent and say, when did we receive it?
Ask him about Forsyth too, because they had a meeting with Ron Parter and another person, and that we talked about that and see if Forsyth had theirs. It was either 5 or 3, wasn't it? 5.
I want to say it was 5, but...
I can check and see if we got that 2010, too, because it didn't show up until...
I sent that note, so we'll see. So if I'm hearing you correctly, on line 101-80-006, we put the fuel sales at 316,000. Is that correct, Ron and Danny?
That's what I have.
That's what I have.
Okay, that's based on what Mark submitted. Hangar rentals at 136. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what I have.
No grants. That we got all that money this year. Leases at 75,000.
Yes.
And entities at 10,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the next line that I utilized in the figures, at least that I had, I think was, checking this with Riggs, obviously is an estimate. It was based upon 2010, I think, it's revenues, rather than, obviously, 2011's. I'm really concerned about what we're going to put in this line. I'm concerned about one county in particular that we're housing for that we may never be reimbursed for. And I'm just...
We don't have intergovernmental agreements. We know that Jasper County is being sued by Henry County because of the same situation.
This is another one of those I'm not sure that Helen separates out between prisoner boarding reimbursement from the state and prisoner boarding reimbursement from other counties. I have two lines in there, but...
You have two lines in there.
We don't see any revenue in one, and I know we've got revenue from other counties several times, so...
I don't know if we've received any money.
Oh, we have from just some. Yes, we have from some, yes.
Okay, we have some. Uh-huh. I guess I was talking about the two, Green and Jasper. We have not seen any money yet.
I think it would be correct where it says boarding other counties, if we put boarding other entities, because we have counties and cities that we board for.
Probably a good idea.
And I think that if you would make notes, that would be the second one that we have, that we do need to separate those. If there is a good reason to separate those.
You want to separate them? Yeah.
No, not the city and the county. But city and county or other entities from just the regular state. Boarding and prisoners.
So you're just saying change the typing, the title to boarding other entities.
Yeah. Yes.
And leave the prisoner boarding reimbursement from state is basically what we're going to say.
Yes. Okay. And if it is important to separate those two, and I think it is in your process of determining where your revenues are going to come from each year.
I think it's probably more important to Jimmy than it is to us, because I would think that he, if he had the opportunity to board someone, county or entity that didn't pay as much as the state or something like that, it would be an important decision for him.
Did you had Branson's pulled up there a while ago? Did they have a payment to them?
From the airport, you mean?
No, you had Branson's budget pulled up.
No. I just, there was a conversation. No, I hadn't pulled up the budget.
Okay.
No, I hadn't.
All right. Well, I've just...
What's the figure we want to put in there, guys? Is 350 okay, or do we want... It's just a... Right now, that's a shot
in
the dark.
Well, but here's the caveat I want to put out. We just hired 4 people based off of revenues.
Yeah.
I mean, so we better put the revenues that offset that expense.
We hired 4 people through December 31st.
Correct.
Right.
Based off the revenue stream, though. And if we're going to maintain those 4 personnel, which I'm not saying we are or not, we got to have at least the offsetting revenues that justify that.
Let's use the revenues that he gave us.
Okay.
He gave us revenues when we made the decision.
And I don't believe I got those. What were they?
Yes, but you also have to take into consideration that there are a number of prisoners that we were housing from both entities at different times. It might only be 2, 3, 4, or 5. It wasn't 25. And there's going to have to be some manipulation of that. We can always up that. I think that we need to start with a figure. We can also always decrease it, but before the final budget is what I'm saying.
Oh, as of
it's pretty simple. I mean, if you take and look at how many days there are, and if you've got it for 365 days a year times 45 gives you an idea per prisoner. And whatever that figure is, you got a calculator there.
I do have.
I mean, I'm doing some rough numbers here, but if we do 20 prisoners.
We did 50.
But if we average 20 a day at $45 a prisoner times 7 days a week times 52 weeks in a year.
365 days.
Well, weeks, what do you got?
How many prisoners?
328.5. 20 prisoners totals 328,500.
So what he's saying is that we're only going to get 20 prisoners on average every day to get to 328.
We get reimbursed from the state on a lot of those too. I know you're aware of that. So
This is strictly from other counties. This is separately separate. So 20 prisoners equal $328,000.
Okay, but do we want to figure it that way?
Well, I'm not saying that we have 350, so we are saying we're going to get 20 on average right now.
Right.
I think we need to decide: are we going to separate those two lines? Prisoner boarding reimbursement, that traditionally has been monies that we recoup from the state.
Correct.
And then the next
currently
line
we
is
have 100,000 budget.
Correct. Yeah. Do we want to go to 328? Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
No.
I just want to make sure we both on the same.
But if we
page
don't, here. then I would say that we need to make sure we take those expenses out of the sheriff's department also, because they're tied together.
All of them are coming out of the sheriff's department. I'm not following you.
We added 4 people based off the new revenue stream.
Right, but all expenses are going to come out of the sheriff's department.
Correct. But if we, how do I say that?
We use his numbers. And the expenses come out of 4 additional employees. That's the way we figured it. That's the reason we voted on it like we did.
Yeah, but you have to, what Jim is saying is if you're going to budget the expenses, you need to budget the revenues.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, I mean, that's the reason I said use his number. Didn't he present?
He told us what the additional revenue was going to be.
Right.
For what was supposed to be a 4-month period of time, but in reality it was a full year's amount, I think. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
It was 82,000. I know that. So.
Oh, that's a lot less than
that. That's a lot less. But I remember one of the figures was
82,000 for the 4 employees for 12 months.
Yeah.
That's what his. That's the number he gave us.
Uh-huh.
That was his. He was talking about expenses, not revenues. What I heard was 20 from each.
That's fine. We got 25 now, and that's
80,000. Run that by me again.
Well, it wasn't 80,000. It was 88,000 or something like that.
Oh, 88. Say it was 90,000.
Okay, that doesn't count benefits
for 4 months.
No, that was his annual.
I know, but that's not. That can't be right.
If you don't count benefits, it could be wrong.
He quoted $10.50 an hour. That's 20,000. Right?
Well, let me just tell you what it is.
Well, I can pull it up. I'm going to go off my memory here.
Yeah, I've got the figures.
I mean, I guess my question is this. Right now, we have almost we have $100,000 budget for other entities' revenue. And we obviously are signing intergovernmental agreements with Greene County and Jasper County, Hollister and Branson. We do see revenues from Hollister and Branson right now, but never from Jasper and Greene. So do we put anything in there?
And that was my point. We have seen revenues from those counties.
Right.
And we've seen revenues from other counties.
It shows
we don't know what those revenues are because they're not broken out.
Correct. So we actually need to see the actuals better in 2011, and I'd like to see the actuals in 2010 for both those two line items if I could.
Well, I believe that the long-term answer to that we can budget for 2012 because Greene County's situation is not going to get any better. They're not going to have a new jail. They're not going to have passed a sales tax. They're still going to be looking for places to put prisoners. And we're one of those outlets. And to the best of my knowledge, the commission's happy with the fact that they are here from the perspective that the sheriffs agree, but we have already been given notice to get intergovernmental agreements in place. Now, my question is this, Jim.
Sir?
Look at 2010 actuals, $354,508.
Total.
Total.
Total. What part of that
that's why
came
I,
from the secondary line?
Was well, that's why I asked.
Was it 100,000?
Well, that's why I asked. We need to get breakdowns of both those lines from 2010 and 2011, because it shows 11, obviously we had no money, and I don't know where that revenue is.
We don't know which one it came from. We do know it was prisoner boarding reimbursement, so we could look at it that way and just divide them up right now and do a, and then get those divided next year as we put those in the revenues in. We can get those into state versus entities.
I think we could get it for 2010-11.
But it won't make any difference in our total projections is what I'm saying, I guess.
I'm wondering if something else is in the wrong line item because I would speculate we've received more than 311,000 total.
314 as of June 30th is what I got.
So we're on a pace to do 600,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're all right with 328.
That's an increase of $228,000, though, what we're budgeting. And I'd like to see what our actuals were.
You'd hate to. What you're saying is you'd hate to project that because of
unforeseen.
My fear is if when you project something, you budget it, and you don't receive it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we all agree to that. We don't want to project more revenues than what we think we're going to have. That's not a good idea.
But as you did yours, Ron, as you projected the 100,000, that was just a number.
Exactly.
If you look at the total we've had, though, in 2009 we had 461,000. 2010 we had 354,000. 2011 we're at 314.
Now, what you want? 314 when?
314,000.
Okay.
You know, we're
sending an email right now, Helen, saying, "Help me."
So we're going to pass those.
I want to. I'm sending
one to
Helen
right now, and then we have a better idea of what we're going to stick in there. Even if it's if we do 250 and 250, that's 500 total, which is 350. No, 450. That's not now.
When
you put in there, whatever.
Yeah, we want to put a low number though. I don't think the 450 would be a bad number.
Where's the commissary revenues come from?
Charging for snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And the vendors that we have a vendor service over there.
Yep.
So any of those vending type items.
I had requested 10, Ricky, for 15. Is that more in line with what you honestly think we're going to get? If so, I'll put that in.
Well, we're taking on more prisoners, and right now, as of June 30th, it was 10,160. So I feel comfortable with 15,000.
Danny, Jim?
I'm sorry, I was sending the
commissary revenues.
Sorry, sir.
We received 9,700 last year.
What would you like?
The
Did you say trash the other one?
Yeah, because I
had,
I don't know, I'm just
putting off
the
back as well. Would you email this to me?
Email it
to me, because I'm going to put it in the budget. I'm adding a tab in my budget. $15,000 is fine. What are you doing, guys?
Okay, done.
$15,000, done. I've made a note that we're coming back to the other one. There's two. So.
I didn't change anything I had in mind, so
okay.
It'll be the same until you change it.
Title III money? $29,000, looks like. You found that, Ron?
Yeah, I don't know what Title III money we're going to get this year, because I don't know.
She just delivered it
on an annual basis.
Nothing like communication, right?
Perfect. It's...
Is it the same? Make sure it's the same.
Bigger print. Ron can read it.
That's yours that you sent.
I'm going to double check to make sure that we're all the same.
Page. Rick, that Title III, what's that from? Help me remember.
Ron, I think that comes from what we do for our juvenile people, but I'm not sure.
I'll fix it. Okay, perfect.
So this, there would be a state reimbursement.
This is more correct.
Yeah.
Take this one. Take this.
Let me.
Oh, let me have that one.
Not
that
juvenile. One. Fix just it. A minute.
Well, they're wrong.
They're wrong. There's a couple of ways.
Yeah. I'll fix it real fast.
All right. We're all right.
So 21.
21 is great. Love it.
50. We've had that. That's pretty a consistent number. It is dropping a little bit, but I think that's probably a good number.
It's harder to get rid of.
Sales tax.
Jim, I heard you talk about Title III. I have information for you on that. Title III funds, if we cannot expend them by the end of 2012, will all have to be returned. At this time, we've not had any political subdivision interested in going through the process. That is the portion, that is the, I believe it's 15%. Out of the money that comes to us that goes into that fund.
Where does it come from, Donna?
I could have told you 5 minutes ago. it's money we get through the state.
Forestry funds or something.
National Forestry Funds, and a portion of that has to go to Title III. And the law changed, and since it's changed, we haven't had any political subdivision in Taney County interested in going through the process. The process is a very lengthy process where you have to set up a board, you have to hold training meetings for the public, you have to establish what the area is, and then come up with, you know, have a project and so on and so forth. And so we haven't had any political subdivisions interest in that because basically it's reimbursement for the efforts that they would make. For instance, if an area near Mark Twain National Forest, let's say a block of houses that back up to the National Forest, if they wanted to form an entity, they could. They would also have to hold an event, and in that event there would be training that would be going on. They would be reimbursed for that training as well as if the plan that they came up with were to clear out to keep from having any fires go on from their private property onto the National Forest, if they were going to clear out all the leaves and brush and stuff like that, that would be their project. Then there would be funds to pay for that. We've not had any individuals, we've not had any blocks, we haven't had any subdivisions willing to go through that process. So that money's been sitting there for 3 years, Jim, I think?
Since they changed it.
Which I think was 3 years.
Yeah, 2009 was the first year they changed
it. And this, some of the schools got part of this money one time? Or?
At one time,
with the new change of rules of how you can...
Is Taney County going to receive Title III project revenues in 2012? If not, we'll put zero.
We won't receive money in 2012.
Because this is not a carryover. This is what was budgeted. And
right. That's part of the fund balance. The unused goes to the fund balance. But
well, the fund balance being General County Revenue's melting pot. I mean,
right.
We start anew each year. Do you anticipate that we'll get any Title III funds in 2012 that are new?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what that might be?
It should be about the same as we have had in the past.
Okay.
But what I wanted to let you know is that line item is going to zero out by the end of the year because it'll all have to be returned.
So in 2012, we're going to write?
We're going to have to find an expense line to match is what she's telling you guys.
All those funds that we've been holding into that account will all have to be returned. So
what's going to be fair is for me under 114, would that probably be where we put it, Rick?
We're going to
have Title III, and we're going to have an expenditure of $21,000 that we're going to put
in. No, more than that.
It'll be 21 plus what's already in the fund that we've been holding.
And where is that reflected in the budget that we're holding?
I usually get that information from Helen. If you'd like me to go find out, I can.
No, I'm in it.
I don't know budget. What line either she keeps it in.
So we're going to have to release $21,000 in new funds, plus whatever we currently have on balance, which could be 21, 42, 60, 80.
Could be about 60.
Donna, would you find out for us what that figure is so we could accurately reflect that that's going to be expenditure on this year's budget?
I can.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now, if there is a...
It will be a revenue, and what she's saying, Ron, is it probably won't be an expenditure.
Oh, yes, she's saying
it will
be. Yeah,
it will be an expenditure. We're going to have to give it back.
What she's saying is it's going to be an expenditure.
Well, yes, I guess even the carryover is going to have to be given back. But is that for 2012 that we do that, or is that 2000?
She's saying by the end of 2012 we have to send it back.
Okay.
So it's in the 2012 budget year. That's what I'm hearing her say.
Well, my suggestion is if these are funds that are available to any entity, that perhaps we have some education for some of those entities out there that there is $21,000 plus dollars that they can go after.
We
still need to have an expense line. Even then, it's going out to the entity rather than going back.
We
need to have an expense line.
I'm with you. I've made note to do that. Okay. Well, let's leave 21 as the amount. Sales tax. I think that when we estimated last year that we were going to receive X amount of dollars, we did pretty good on our estimate, which also proved, I believe, to be in our best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not to overestimate. And I'm thinking that we need to do something similar one more year. And if we, in fact, do that for one more year, I believe beginning in 2013, Taney County, if we make a number of those assumptions and estimates, we'll be in good shape financially. It's also my hope, Rick, that we work towards that as one of our initiatives in 2012, a financial plan for the future for the county. So that 3 to 5 year plan that I've been talking about for some time, that we will actually sit down, compile, and put into place and use. So tell me, guys, what your thoughts are on these revenues. We could stick a figure in here for now if we like.
Well, I wouldn't put more than we have. I wouldn't put anything up. I mean, you know, I've been hearing some economic outlooks, and then I was pulling some things up, and things that have been published in the last 30 days, and I'm not even more encouraged. So, I mean, they're talking about a double-dip recession. They're talking about unemployment not changing. Unemployment not changing. It's an election year. Not much is going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of things in the presidential that's going to affect the economy. So, I wouldn't feel comfortable going any increased in revenues. I mean, if you want to go flat or down, whatever, but I wouldn't say, my opinion is not of an increase.
I think that the numbers in there is one that you gave me, isn't it? The $5,850,000.
That is the number that I gave. But, of course, I think I gave you one figure for one fund and a different figure for another, and obviously they're going to be the same.
We,
so we need to find what that magical number is. The figure that I gave him as a starting point was $5,850,000. We could stick six in there. We could stick 6.1. I wouldn't go any above that.
No, I don't even want to do that.
I mean, we have 5.9 this year, right?
5.9 is what we approved last year.
I would just do 5.9 again.
I mean, that is with the 5%.
That was done somewhere else.
That's done somewhere else. That's not in the sales tax revenue.
We had when we thought that revenue was going to be, when we were going to get the charge back from Music City, we didn't put it part of that sales tax, this line item, the payout. Is that correct?
Since it never came to us, we budgeted it lower because of that. That's the reason, you know, if you look, the
previous year
was 6.5.
But what are we trending to?
Right now, we're trending to be right at where we budgeted.
Which is?
5.974.
So then,
I really think that when I pulled that figure, it was with that in mind. It might be 50,000 less, or
yeah,
who knows.
I kind of agree with Ron. I believe we're going to be close to the same figure. I think I've said that before.
You guys want to use 5.9?
Well, we could also go less by $200,000 or $300,000. Yeah, I mean, if we don't get the revenues and we budget them. Mm-hmm. The department heads have the right to expend that budget, even if we don't get the revenues.
When are we? I think we're planning on voting on this budget when? December?
16th, I believe.
So we'll have November numbers and December numbers.
Should have them all in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my.
But we need to start.
My reaction is to go 200,000 less, go to 5.7, is my reaction. And then if we are off, then we put in the correct number. That way we. It's hard to cut after we've gone through this entire cycle and find out we're 200,000 off of our budget, but if we...
Or 500.
Or 500. But I'm saying if we go to 5.7, we can do more with it.
I think that's safe, if that's what you want to do. I think it's safe.
Let's start there. Is that all right, Dan?
That's fine. 5.7.
And then you can appropriately calculate there, Rick, what that would be on law enforcement.
Because it would be $1,425,000.
That's going to be what?
$1,425,000.
That's 25% of that?
Yes.
You're on.
Well, that's my
You're
formula.
Good.
It's just a little formula.
That's not exactly.
Yeah. It's the formula.
But
unless your formula is wrong, Rick,
it'd be 2.850. That would be 4, 5, 6.
Are you talking about the jail tax revenue?
Yeah, law enforcement sales tax, which is really the judicial. It's not law enforcement, but it's judicial.
Exactly one fourth of what we just budgeted.
But our TIF action takes 10% of that.
That's an expense.
Is that another line?
We're just talking about revenues right now. Expenses.
Is that another line?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be looking.
Yeah.
This is how much we're going to bring in.
The deduction.
We're going to figure in that the TIF's going to take away from it.
Okay. Well. Yeah. And it'll. But I just wanted to make sure that. So he's figuring a quarter of it. And
right.
Because at one time we thought when we got the 8-cent sales tax, it was going to be a 16th of it. So that's where I was coming from.
Yep. No, we're going to, when we get to expenses, we're going to take it out.
All right.
FEMA reimbursement. I put X amount of dollars in there believing that we would see, oh, wait a minute. I put a lot less in than you did.
The reason I put that there is I've talked to Randy, I believe, and the reimbursements that we should be getting this year, he thinks won't show up till next year.
But unfortunately, for general county revenue, those are going to Road and Bridge.
Well, this was what I got from him. And that
from
made
Randy me, Hayes.
Yeah.
And we'll,
this much would come to the general county revenue. More
from where?
That's,
for what?
I don't know.
For the floods. We'd already received some dollars from and the Branson.
So that may be an inaccurate number because he may have misunderstood, but I was asking for GCR is what I asked for.
I explained this to Randy, and with the transfer that would be made would be to GCR because it was road and bridge FEMA money that was done. It was actually the sheriff's department turned in.
There will be some that comes from the sheriff's department, some from emergency management, maybe some things like that. But that sounds like a large, large number to me.
Yeah, I estimated $5,000, but again, that was just a figure. And I would be tickled if they pay. I don't look for that bureaucratic organization to get monies out for 18 months.
I think I'm right. But it's already been several months, so I think it will happen in 2012. I may be wrong, but I would guess it will, whatever amount it is.
FEMA, they're under budgeted. The way I see the federal budget going right now, they're overextended in the FEMA.
Let's put them back to $5,000, and that would be safe if we, you know.
I hope those funds come in, right?
And I'm the same way.
I don't have any confidence that they will. I'm not convinced we'll see a dollar, guys.
I visited with
zero.
I would rather put zero.
Well, we can do that, Jim, and it might be a good. I talked to Commissioner for Greene County, and uh-huh. They did receive part of their reimbursements from the Joplin deal, and it wasn't their road and bridge department hadn't received anything, but their
was it from FEMA
name.
Or was it from SEMA? Because SEMA got money at the state level, and we may see SEMA money, but I don't think we'll see FEMA money.
Well, we were just talking about FEMA, so he may have he may have lumped something together.
Okay.
Talk to Harold Bench.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with zero, guys.
Let's do that.
All right.
Corps of Engineers, Sheriff's Department.
Enlighten me.
Let me ask a question. Did we have contracts in place at one time, and obviously, or maybe, we're not receiving those revenues now from the Sheriff's Department for the Corps? Did we used to patrol certain areas?
Those are Corps areas that Sheriff patrols, and we're getting monies in. We got 2011 there. I think it's just been cut back every year. It's another one of those things that's been cut.
Is this a projection from Jimmy?
No, I think that's mine.
Contract.
It wouldn't be any. It's what I talked to Mark and Casey.
But also, that we don't have an agreement. We got to have an agreement if we're going to.
I talked to some people from the Corps, and they said that there wouldn't be any funds.
Zero.
Zero. So that's why, okay. I mean, that's really what I'm trying to.
That's fine.
J.O. reimbursement for grant.
So we show zero. I like that number. Juvenile insurance reimbursement.
Okay. Rick, policy in the past, if I'm not mistaken. These officers chose our medical benefits down here over Christian counties, and we're allowed to do that because they're part of the circuit, not part of the county. And we're given that choice. There are employees that are designated that are here. We heard that last budget time. And there are employees that are designated Christian County. We can simplify this process. What do you guys want to do?
What would you like to do, Danny?
Point, Jim.
Before you answer that, I think we probably need to have some more discussion about it. That's an area that. I guess my first question is: we have 24,000 actuals this year already.
Yeah, but we went back and picked up for like a year or 2 years worth of insurance that we had paid that they hadn't reimbursed us anything.
Right.
That was a one-time, I think.
So what is the actual number? 20,000 or is that speculation? But
again, it's going to be determined by what our insurance premiums come in and how many of their people choose to be on our insurance policy rather than their policy.
So it's their choice?
That's what it is right
it's
now.
It's been allowed.
Yeah, I think we need to review. I'm just going to highlight this one. We need to come back to this one. Because I think we got to establish a policy.
Well, I think for a starter, because we're looking at revenues, why don't we put zero on that line?
Put zero in there for now?
Yeah.
I'll highlight and come back to that one.
Okay. Me too.
Red pen.
You got it.
Oh, you won't do that?
Yeah. I had a highlighter yesterday that I left here. And it's not
4D reimbursement child support.
Don't have
it. Finish sharp.
Tape and scissors bin. I'll
here, Danny.
Danny, look. It's an app.
That's one of those things.
Magic again.
That's big yellow strip.
Oops. It's better than that than bad than your back.
Statutes require that we keep any line item on the books that shows activity for 3 years, and that's the reason it's there. We don't expect to see any activity there.
Zero.
Zero.
Actually, it won't be there in the 2000s. That will too. All right. HPRP.
It's over. Program's over. So there's nothing there.
But we do have some reimbursements that are still owed to us. Yep. I don't know when they'll come in.
I'm wondering if we can get those before the end of the year. We have.
That's a good question.
We have sent in a request again for those to be paid. That doesn't mean we're going to get it.
I would
assume we're going to get it before.
I'll assume it's this year, and I would assume zero. And we can always add it back in there if we don't.
Okay.
I'd rather leave it out. Federal grant money. What is that line item?
Last year we were pretty sure there were going to be some federal grants that we'd slide into that, or that were already. But most of your federal grants now, I try to budget a particular line for, so I don't know of any other ones that need to go there.
DARE contributions, $500.
Where are we at?
We're finishing up.
Which line did we? Federal grant money. What did we hit?
Zero.
Okay.
Then we're on DARE contributions of $500. We received $800 last year, or this year. I assume that $500 is a solid number. Branson EM.
Taney County Branson Emergency Management Grant, what that is. Emergency Communications Grant. That's.
Okay.
And I don't know who's going to be able to tell me. I can talk with Melissa, see if she
Melissa
knows.
Will be able to tell
that's
us.
The closest one you're going to have is her. So, for example, let me ask you a question. The hazmat. I'll get a question. This came up during the bid opening, Rick. She's getting a grant for hazmat suits. Okay? It's $10,000. That revenue's coming in somewhere. Where would that be posted to?
She will probably tell Helen where to post it to, but I have actually two different lines, I believe, now. Down, let's see here.
So it'll be in there somewhere. But.
Should be, yes. I was trying to decide to tell you which lines they are. There's emergency management down at the bottom. 101.90.015 is where we have a lot of the monies that's supposed to come in.
Did we get a worksheet from Melissa? Did we get a budget from Melissa?
I got an expenses from Chris, but I did not get. I don't think I got anything as far as
revenues and grants.
Yeah.
Would you mind contacting them back, Ron, Danny, if you're right, seeing what they're working on from a grants perspective, so we can know what our projections of revenues will be.
I put zero until she tells us.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know what the revenues.
It would be nice, Rick, if we got to the point. And I know that it would be extremely helpful, not just for yourself, but for the county treasurer, that we have individual lines within the budget that are clearly marked for every grant. It's the intention of this commission.
That's the intention of this
audit.
That
we follow the recommendation of the outside audit and establish a grants person. And we're talking about reconfiguring what we have upstairs, actually moving one person to legal. And Lord willing, over the course of the next 2 years, we're going to get rid of some of the lawsuits that the county has been involved in for the last few years that cause our legal bills to continue to rise.
there's no promise that's going to happen, I understand, in the court system, but we're working very hard to try to get some of those suits out of the way and with the least expense possible to the county. I said all that to say this. We need somebody to handle legal, setting that up from our perspective with all the attorneys and counsels that are involved, and we need somebody to handle grants. I don't see that being an outside person. We're going to add that burden to one of the girls that we have. But when that's done and the grants are numbered and we can track those dollars hopefully when they come in, it would be nice to coordinate that between your department, the Treasurer's Department, and the grants person so that it's easy to identify those dollars, and not just for budget purposes, but for auditing purposes for a number of reasons.
Ron, I think I've told you before, my goal is for each and every grant that the county has, we want to have a revenue line and an expense line so it's easy to track. I think we were close to that. And then when some things change, I think we've gone a little bit backwards because I don't know. But I know all the ones I know about are set up that way. But if there are some that have happened that I don't know about, then I don't know to set those up.
Elections reimbursement. What did the clerk say that we would have in the way of elections reimbursements?
Did you get a revenue projection?
I don't think
from her?
I got a revenue projection from her. I think what I did was I went back and looked at the numbers from 4 years ago, which would have been 2000.
Would you contact her? I can get a revenue projections from the clerk.
Well, I'm thinking that the real elections reimbursement are going to be what April elections costs are and what we get. We're going to have to make the decision. Is there going to be any county issue that's going to be on that April ballot? Because right now the county doesn't have a share of those election costs, so everything that comes back in are revenues to pay for the expenses in handling the other political subdivisions elections. If we're on that ballot, for example, if we put an issue on there for an entity or for the county, it's going to cost us about $20,000.
Right.
Right off the top.
But isn't this local, the election reimbursement, state issues, presidential election, all that stuff? What is this 55,000 number in the line? What is that?
I think that she had two elections that year, probably because we'll have to ask her. I don't believe that the April election runs that much.
What is the?
No.
I don't remember. But what is? We have to go to a presidential year because we're doing a primary now, aren't we? Again.
But there's no reimbursement. We just have to figure out what the expense is and put that in the budget. We pay for that election.
That's right.
Nobody reimburses
That's
us.
That's right.
I tell you where I got the number from. I looked back at 2010, which was 55,000.
But it should be more, shouldn't it?
Again, that's a good question.
It's monies we get back for political subdivisions that are holding elections.
They'll all have one on in April.
So it's
April, August, and November.
We don't have any reimbursements for the August, November election. Just April.
Because we don't get anything from the state, you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Or the Fed.
So it's just, I see what you're saying.
We just,
I heard you say that and that wasn't registered.
We're just stuck with the expense
of April,
running the election.
April or anything we put on it.
We're stuck with the expense for the August
and November
elections. April's an election that we run for other political subdivisions.
Right.
They pay for it.
If some other entity subdivision put something on those August, November elections, the possibility might be somewhere there, but not very much.
Sure. If City of Branson were to run an election in August or November, they're going to pick up a share. But because the enormity of the expense of those elections, unless it's an emergency, you're not going to see a political subdivision that's going to be on that August or November ballot.
Is it too late for the
We would like to know what you would project for election reimbursements.
That'd be the April election.
Is that how much the April election costs?
Mm-hmm.
So 55,000 is a good number to put down?
No, 35,000. It's actually about 33,000 comes back to the county, and then about $2,000 we have to repay to the newspaper for the ads.
So you're going to see a check basically for 33,000 after the April election.
Right.
In 2010, did you have a second election that we received reimbursements on during the year? The reason I say that is it shows a reimbursement here of
$54,000. In what line?
Elections reimbursement.
We had a petition. We had something on the ballot.
Did somebody else pay?
Wasn't the East-West Quarter voted?
Yes.
That's all.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Go ahead.
I'd have to look to see exactly what that
is. So you're saying 30, what's the safe number we should include in there?
$33,000.
Should we put that in?
We shall.
This also shows you received $33,913.71.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
This year, 2011.
I'm sorry, yes. That's where I got my number from. I just went and looked at what we got back.
Let's put 34 then.
34,000. I like that number.
Thank you, Donna.
And you are right. It'd be about $18,500
to $19,000
less if the county were to run an election.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
Initiative petition. We have let the voter decide it's going to be on the November ballot. We know that already.
Who gets to pay for that?
They don't have to pay for it to be on the ballot?
No.
We do have some grants.
We need to reform that. That's crazy.
We do have some grants that have come in that I just got my book, so I can go, I can give that information to Rick. So we will get some reimbursements for different things throughout the years. For instance, we're going to get reimbursed for sample ballots.
Would you come up with some figures for Rick so we can put that in the budget?
We want to have individual line items for grants that we're getting.
Right, and they haven't been approved yet. I've just sent off for them. So,
but if you think we're going to get them.
I think we will get them, yeah.
Then we need to go ahead and put them in there and be prepared for them.
Yep, I usually run those through my election fund account. That's what's been recommended to me.
We'll know that before the end of the year, right?
We at least have a line
item. I should. All I'm waiting on is a signature from them saying that they approve it. And I don't know why they wouldn't. They've already given me a dollar amount they expect my county to get. So
I have learned that the state is a tricky entity.
Really? All right, moving on. Pilt, 120. I'll concur with that.
Computer room revenues. Sure. Why do you say 3,000?
I base it off of what's there, and then I also know that a lot of times they get a lot more requests in an election year.
Okay. And then emergency management, we have 4,000 revenues.
You had computer room, what?
3,000.
Okay.
So what are the revenues typically from emergency management that would be different than
that? I tried to separate the grants that they had. Ron, we do get reimbursed so much for Melissa's salary, and I believe that's where this comes in right here. I'm not sure.
It's percentage.
So we got FEMA reimbursements.
I'm not sure which ones we grants. I'd have to look farther to tell you that.
Won't be next year's budget.
No.
That was received.
But and that's for John.
Hers and Chris's are percentages, aren't they?
That'll be this year also.
I don't think we get anything on Chris's.
I wonder how much will be in R&B and how much will be GCR.
Maybe wrong.
It should be all R&B.
Not if the sheriff's
was some, maybe
involved.
Was there someone else that we was involved in that we got percentage of?
I'm not sure.
I could be wrong. I don't think so.
But I don't know that answer. But I know. Hey, Danny. Kathy just sent a note over. It says we should see reimbursement from the Joplin this year in the next 5 to 6 weeks for about $76,000. And then we've already received $14,933 from the city of Branson for FEMA. So we'll see it this year, not next year. So leaving it at zero is the best thing to do. Which I think we did, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Here on this emergency management line, you've got 4,000. I didn't know, so I put in zero. But,
where do you want it, guys?
It's a percentage of her salary.
$4,000.
That's pretty easy then.
Okay.
Did you want to leave the $4,000?
Yeah.
We're not going to get any ICAC.
No.
Grant reimbursement because the grant's done.
And no COPS grant. The next grant, you have $20,000?
I think I got that from Ron, but I'm not sure.
You know, and I believe that that's a grant that's already been applied for through Sean Barnwell on behalf of the county, but we put zero, find out, we can put it back in.
Let's put zero.
We do grants.
We need to get our grants person sooner versus later, it looks
yep,
like.
Yep.
Energized communities, that's done. I mean, I've got zeros until we go down to the... So we start talking about transfers.
Now here's the, okay, this is huge, what you have here, that you're not looking at. And we can pass over it, and I'll be tickled. Okay, we'll move on.
Well, I mean, that's a fundamental question, though, Ron. I mean, that's something... The question is this. The transfers, the way we do transfers... And that, this is a bigger question than I think we can address right now. What we're trying to do, from what I understand and agree with, is that we're trying to get a more clearer picture of actual revenues coming into the county, not money that we transfer intercompany or inter-county. And so understanding that goal, the transfers should stay out then at this point until we figure out and have a conclusion to that discussion. That makes sense? I mean, I know what you're trying to do, Ron.
Yes, that
and
makes
I agree.
Sense.
And I agree.
You know, back on sewer, if you look up there at 024 and 025,
uh-huh.
For the figures that were in 2010, that might be a pretty good starting point as to what
we are subsidizing.
Well, might be a pretty good point as to what they need to operate. Do you understand where I'm heading?
Yes, I do.
Outside of the capital improvement sales tax.
Ron, no, I would not include the sewer utility. Taney County as part of that, what they need to operate. That should come from the utilities revenues. And that's where it's coming from here.
Why is it coming here?
To reimburse. Because we pay their employees. They're considered county employees, okay. And so we get reimbursed for them.
But where I'm headed with that is I'm trying to find that accurate figure of
what have
historically been provided through general county revenue. Not what's come from not what comes from fees, not what's come from sales tax.
And I think I'd want to study it more before I say unequivocally that's the case, but I think probably look at the 134 budget and the total that's been spent in 134 would be the best gauge of that.
All right. Right now we're looking at revenues. Mm-hmm. What percentage do you think that you have withheld for administrative fees, regardless of where those have gone, from the sewer district sales tax? I have a reason for that question, and I'll explain that.
Again, right now, let me go to this other spreadsheet I have in here. I can think I can give you at least a ballpark figure. No, I can't because it's not in this particular worksheet. I have a worksheet that I use that works up the costs for that we charge the sewer capital improvements and the sewer utilities. And I would just have to look at that spreadsheet and see what
is there a line item total that tells you what we've withheld, for example, in 2010? Regardless of what those amounts were, is there a total somewhere that added all that up? Or? But we don't need to do that right now, but it's certainly a figure that we need to have. two or three different. Two or three different things. Tells me that this room is reserved at 1 o'clock, which I'm surprised at that because I thought we had it for the whole day.
I don't know.
Well, knowing that, I don't know.
I thought that. Go check the agenda out there.
The 3 o'clock's call in.
3 o'clock to call in.
What do you think it was reserved for?
I don't know.
They used it this morning before you got here for the flu shots. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't. What did you think about?
It's not us. Someone else is doing it. You remember,
You had it 1 o'clock for...
Somebody else has got it. No, 1 o'clock, remember, we were supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, the round table discussion.
Yeah, so that's why this room was reserved for something else.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm finding out where right now.
You remember that run?
Library board has it at 1 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay, there's a 1 o'clock also. Let me find out what the 1 o'clock... It'll be... Sewer board's at 1 o'clock, sir. It's Tuesday. We're going to have to take a break anyway for lunch.
Yeah.
So let's just get through this in the next 15 minutes. And
I am...
To do that, then do you want to do this till 1, or do you want to, and then
recess
for lunch, and then come back at 3? Or
let's just get through this next. Let's make the next 15 minutes, and we recess.
Let's do that.
Is that one mine?
Yes.
Yeah. That's yours. It's not mine.
Let's drop down to. Very quickly.
Okay, we're leaving the transfers out, so we're on 027 right now for tax maintenance.
I have 2 transfers in there. I don't know whether you guys do or not. Do I need to take those back out? Transfer.
I just got a transfer in from tax maintenance.
And from the quarters.
Which is 027, yeah. 027, 028.
Okay.
120 and 50. Do we want those in there, Ron?
Those two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 120,000 and 50. That sounds makes sense. Bad check fund is.
Why do you say the 120 when it's typically 100? That's
What is...
Ron, I think I got that from Sheila, but I'm not sure. That is based on the amount that it brings in over her previous year's budget, something like that.
Okay. Sounds good.
So you want to use 120?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, 120 on which one?
On the tax maintenance?
026.
027. 101-85-027.
Okay. So you use 120 on that one.
Uh-huh. And then 028, you're saying 50,000.
Yep.
Zero on the next one after that.
Yep.
And then we go to sheriff fees, which is 101-86-001. I don't know what that is. And there's just fees that he collects.
Well, there's a lot of different fees in there.
Is this number from him?
I believe that I conferred with him. I don't have anything in writing, but I
believe. I put in 125 because last year we got 128.
128. We're at 104 this year right now. I believe we'll make 150 easy. Whether or not we'll do that again next year.
150, okay. Clerk fees, we'll go on that. Recorder fees.
And I talked visited with Bob. He expects his to stay similar. He is tracking just a little above, I believe, this year right now.
Okay.
900. Associate Division 2 fees.
That's looks fine. Collector commission and fees. So a slight increase over last year.
2010, you had 699,931, and this year so far 591,3655, and that was it in June.
Okay.
Yes.
So 600 is safe then. Okay. Are we moving too fast? Are you guys concur?
You think we're going to see that for sure? Don't put it in.
You're at 594 right now, right?
590,000, yeah, right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. 40 for public administrator fees. What is that?
That's fees she charges the wards and.
I know she's busier than, so she should maintain the 40. Where are we at right now? I said 26 in June.
I got a report from her the other day, but I don't remember what it was, Jim. I can't tell you.
Okay. So 40's
a good number.
40's a good number.
Zero.
Zero and zero.
Kind of fees. That's a host of fees that are charged, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the 40.
40's good. Planning zoning fees, 10.
That's good.
Okay. Circuit clerk fees, 20.
Good.
Okay. ATV permits going down to interest income on GCR. Should be a little less because we have a little less money than we have. Is that why, Rick? And interest rates are lower?
Actually, I don't. I put it that the interest rates are a lot lower, but I'm suspecting that you may move some of those monies for the sewer capital improvement, too. Yeah. So. I think it's probably a pretty good number, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
60?
Yes.
Yep, 60.
All
right. P&Z bonds?
Safe bet.
50 is good?
Yes.
Okay.
Same number, 8.
8. Delinquent sales tax?
Good number.
10. Refunds of the revenues, 20. You good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Employee continuing insurance.
And you know, for people who've left that continue to pay us,
okay,
there's going to be still some. I'm wondering if that's, what do they call it after you leave? You continue.
COBRA?
That's a good figure.
Okay, that's 15. Sale of county property, $5,000. Is that like the auction?
That's a judicial facility.
It is like the auction.
Okay. I ignored you, Ron.
I know.
Liquor license is 70.
Yes.
That's good. Machine revenues, that are pop machines?
Yep.
All right. And then going to the last one, it has miscellaneous other revenues, $10,000. I don't like miscellaneous. What is that?
There are a few things that come in that you know, we just can't find a place to put them, and that's what.
Okay. And specify.
Can you...
You wouldn't put grants in there, would you?
What's that?
Grant money that you didn't... No, this is just...
Your total. Make sure we got the same thing all the way through there.
I'm adding all this up. I show at $10,499,450.
That's what I got to do.
That's based off of what we agreed to here.
$499,1050.
$10,499,450.
That's awfully close to what I presented to Rec, which was $10,407,850.
So. Perfect. Yeah. What do you have? That's the updated index list right there, guys.
I'm going to have to transfer all that over, but I didn't want to put it on my other list. Did we?
All right, guys, I'm going to be here for the 3 o'clock call-in.
Okay.
And I probably will also. I'll try to.
All right, so recess until 3?
We'll stand in recess till 3 o'clock, at which time we have a conference call.